Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Saturday's group call. It's Dr. Dean. Hope everybody's having a good week. Hope everybody's doing their food logs. Hope everybody's staying on track and everybody's checking in and moving forward with this new lifestyle. And if you're just joining us for the first time, first of all, welcome to Saturday's group call. This is something special we do on a Saturday, remember. So we like to keep it positive, like to share the positive things. If you got anything positive going on, make sure that you chime in. Not everybody likes to talk, and a lot of people like to just listen. So if you have something to share, you might say that one thing that gets somebody back on track. You might push that one button or hit that trigger that gets them dialed in when they were thinking about doing the wrong thing. It happens. It helps me. We all need encouragement, and that's what this Saturday call is all about. It's also about, you know, ask the questions you need to ask, you know. But if you need anything administrative handled, like you need login credentials, you're waiting for something to come in the regular mail or email or something like that going on, call the check-in line or send the question to the support email, and we'll make sure we get that to the right department and get that handled for you ASAP. We can look up the tracking information for you. Sometimes the mail is a little slower than we'd like if you're waiting on your kit and all. But we're doing the best we can with that, and we want to get it out to you as fast as we can so you can get going. So that being said, remember the check-in line is 800-321-9054. And if you have a question after you check in, say something along those lines. We'll always get back to you the same day, Monday, okay? We're here Monday through Sunday. I'm going to add something in a second, though, to that. So just hold on. And the check-in email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. So now, when it comes to the calls, on Sundays, it's going to roll over to Monday. Just so you know, you can go ahead and call anyway. But if you have a question, please use the email. And that'll get responded to Monday through Sunday. But that Sunday call will roll over, and the person that handles that will get those calls on Monday and make sure if there's any questions on there, just in case you're not email savvy, there's a few that aren't. So we'll get that question answered for you on Monday. Okay, I hope that's pretty straightforward. And yeah, other than that, though, we're always here for you. And, you know, if you're not up on the email stuff, please get that handled. You know, the weekly meal plans come to the email automatically. It's so easy to check. Get somebody show you would be really great. It's going to open up a lot of things for you and get you organized. So, you know, so enough about that. And also, if you're just joining us, remember, the first week is a daily check-in, okay? We like to do the daily check-in for the first week because it gets you on the ground running. It gets you doing these new habits right away, quickly, and the daily really gets you dialed in. It doesn't leave too much slack in the beginning. I think it really works out really well. I know something for me personally, that daily check-in is really gets you dialed in quicker. And then starting on week two, we'll go to a weekly check-in, and you get the food logs going. So start the food log right away. on the first week and send that in. And also, when you do get to the weekly check-in on week two, you can just combine everything with the food log, your readings. And don't forget, when you're checking in, you give us your fasting blood sugar. That's the first check in the morning. All right? That's the most accurate. Blood pressure and weight. And if you're on insulin, you got to give us the insulin units. Okay? So we know what's going on there. And remember, everyone, keep it simple in the brain. If your fasting number in the morning gets below 100, open up the dialogue with your primary physician and discuss recalibrating your dosages, okay? And you got to keep an eye on yourself. When you make a lifestyle change like this, the numbers start coming down. Okay, so that's important that you keep that dialed in, that communication. Let them know you're on a low glycemic meal plan. And that, so they know the reason why it's coming down. All right, low glycemic meal plan. You're on some good nutrition. Please share that with them. And you know, you're welcome. Excuse me, my throat's a little dry today. I apologize. And I'm sorry about that. So, the nutrition. Share that with your medical doctor. Bring it in. Show them what's going on there. Where, you know, the whole food vitamins, the chelated minerals, such high quality nutrition that your body desperately needs as all the medications and the old lifestyle rob a lot of important nutrients from your body that you got to start putting back in so you can put your body in an environment so it can heal and fix itself. That's the name of the game. You got to get this body functioning better. You got to teach it how to get its insulin sensitivity back. You have to show it how to produce insulin better on its own. But also, look, be patient. This is a process. This is not going to happen overnight. And some of you get a little anxious and you want to reduce or come off meds too quickly, or you don't want to follow your prescriptions because you're in like a rush and you want to get it all going too fast. I get it. But look, you've been living the old lifestyle long enough. You have to work with your MD so they can gradually reduce the dosage so you don't shock your body too much. It's always best to recalibrate little by little, and the numbers will speak for themselves. You don't want to go too quickly, okay, as your body needs a little opportunity to gradually start functioning better, okay? Please look at it like that. And as you go down the road, momentum is going to be on your side, and your body will start healing and fixing itself. Just so you know, I'm a little close to the airport today, and you might hear some planes flying over, but sometimes that happens as we're getting ready for the holidays. And while I'm on that topic, then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. While we're on that topic, now, this is going to be the last Saturday group call. An e-blast was sent out to everyone. I hope you got it. We're going to be shutting down from this Monday, the 21st, through the 4th. Okay, so it's 2 weeks. Don't stress out about checking in and all that. But you want to stay on track through the holidays, and you can get back on checking back in starting on the 4th, and we'll get going again. But, you know, please, through the holidays, remember, those of you that are dialed in, diabetes doesn't care what day it is. It doesn't care that it was just Hanukkah, Christmas is just around the corner, Eve and Christmas Day, all the celebrations. I know it's a strange time. This time around with the way the world is, I mean, with the encouraging and don't gather in too many groups. And I mean, they're really making everybody a little nutty. But New Year's and all that stuff. So make sure you stay on track. Diabetes doesn't care what day it is. I like saying it like that because it's true. It's always going to be there. So you have to stay on track no matter what. And if you can get through the tough times and you can get through the holiday times, you can get this thing dialed in anywhere, anytime. So look at it as a test that you got to get through so you're going to feel stronger coming out the other side on this, okay? So take that for what it is. Today's topic, before we open up the phones for comments and questions, is about eating out. And, you know, not to complicate it too much, eating out, you just have to ask the right questions. Any restaurant that you go to, you got to make sure that you tell them how you want things. You want the protein, whether it's chicken, whether it's beef or seafood. You know, you tell them, I just want it grilled or broiled and no sauces and all that stuff on it. Get some lemon on the side, squeeze it on there. You don't want butter. You don't want butter melted all over the steak. You got to watch little things like that because it's dairy. You don't want your vegetables soaking in butter. Tell them just to steam it. And, you know, I recommend going salt-free and just enjoy the freshness of it. And so you don't get caught off track, you know. You get a salad. You know, of course you don't want to do any croutons because it's bread and grains. But you get the lettuce and you get the vegetables. You get the oil and vinegar on the side. And you do it like that. Okay, if you're, you know, you got to watch the fast food places because that gets a little tricky, but some places have lettuce wraps and things like that, and you can go that route. Most places have, you know, salads and things like this, and just watch, you know, you got to really be careful with the salad dressings and things like that that they have. You got to be careful with food preparation, any of the condiments and all that stuff, because it's going to get you. They're going to put sugar in all of that stuff. As a crazy example, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is almost an impossible place to deal with when it comes to being diabetic, but their coleslaw, they dump a bunch of sugar in it. So if you don't ask, you're not going to know. So you got to really watch it. Obviously, preparing stuff at home and keeping an eye on things is always best. But we want you to enjoy, you know, you're going to be traveling, you're going to be eating out, but you just got to make the right choices. So ask questions about food prep and also tell them how you want it made. Anytime you get water, squeeze some lemon in the water. You know, it's a good detoxifier. That's why we have it on the plan. It stimulates your liver. It's got some important minerals in it. It balances your pH and lowers uric acid. Always put the lemon in the water, okay? And that's really it when it comes to that. Keep an eye on yourself. And as you ask questions about food prep and as you start paying attention to those things, you'll get better at it, you know? And, you know, people around you are gonna watch and they're going to see how you're doing it. And you're going to rub off on other people. And, you know, you're just going to be helping somebody else stay dialed in also. Believe me, it's going to work. You'll see. And it takes some willpower. It takes some, you know, some courage to ask questions like that and keep yourself on track. Okay, so look at it as showing whatever people around you or some strength, keeping yourself on track, and you're going down a healthier road because you want to reverse your diabetes. So you don't get the complications of diabetes. Remember, it's number one in kidney failure, amputation, and blindness for a reason. It's a pandemic all on its own. You got to get this handled. You got to get your immune system stronger to fight off whatever monster is going to come knocking next as these bugs continue to change and the COVID is going to continue to change as it starts to adapt and start to change as the years move forward. So, you know, you're doing yourself a huge benefit from so many different ways by changing your lifestyle like this. And so that's really it when it comes to eating out and traveling or whatever. Make sure you keep an eye on yourself, and that's the name of that tune. So that being said, operator, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions now, and I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. As a friendly reminder, if you're joining us on a speakerphone, please return to your handset before asking your question today. We're opening up the floor for any questions or comments. Please press star 0 on your telephone keypad.
All right. Sounds like it's a little quiet out there. Remember, star zero if you have a question. And remember, if it goes 10 minutes or so with no comments or questions, the operator and I will end the call early, just so we don't sit with dead air for too long. But I'm sure that's understandable. And, you know, we're here for you. Star zero if you have a question.
And our first question comes from Barb. Barb, please state your question or comment.
Hello, hi.
Barb. How are you?
I'm good. My husband has been following your plan for a couple years and doing well,
wow.
Sometimes slipping a little, but trying to stay on it. It's nice to get a little reminder of lemon, fresh lemon and water.
Yeah.
You know, I'd forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can make a nice little healthy lemonade with, for those of you that are listening, when it comes to, you get a nice kind of a liter size container and you fill it with, a quarter away with purified water and you get your lemon squeezer and you squeeze a couple lemons in there. You can do a little splash of, like, apple cider vinegar, and you can get some organic unsweetened stevia, okay? And you squeeze a half a vial in there and shake that up and then fill the rest of the top with purified water, and it's going to blow your mind.
Oh, okay.
I drink that all the time, but just lemon and water is always good to have around and throughout the day, you know what I mean? So, you know, or lime. Lime is good.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, so keep him on track. No slipping.
Okay.
All right, see you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, for any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. There are no other questions at this time.
Remember, everyone, you know, it's nice to hear someone that's been doing it for a couple of years. And, you know, remember, it's a lifestyle for the rest of your life, you know, and there's no easy way to say it. So you don't slip the other way. You want to make sure, as we say, we want to get that A1C below 6.0. off your diabetic meds, off your diabetes medication, with the normal fasting blood sugar. And that's when you become clinically non-diabetic, and so you avoid the complications of diabetes. That's the key. Now, of course, when you get your A1C below 6.0, if you can get it even better than that, well, good, you know, good for you. Of course you want to, because remember, 5.6 to 6.4 is pre-diabetes. Underneath 5.6 is the normal range. So you can get under there, 5.5, 5.4, lower, you're really dialed in, okay? But what we said is your ultimate goal, under the 6.0 off the meds with the normal sugar, that's the clinically non-diabetic, so you don't get the complications, okay? So you've got to get there first. So keep that in mind. And over 6.4 is the full diabetes. So, you know, that's just something to think about. You know, we don't want you to go the other way. Remember, once you have diabetes, you have it, and you're putting it into remission or making it go dormant. Okay? This is not, you're not curing it. So you got to really keep an eye on yourself and keep yourself dialed in. And, you know, there's no easy way to say it, and I just wanted to give you a little reminder there, okay? Especially with the holidays here and the mindset of the world, and we want to keep you on track. And there you go. Star zero if you have a question.
And our next question or comment comes from Bryson. Bryson, please state your question.
Doing good. Yep. Actually, it's more a comment. This week I went to see my doctor, and I said, well, doctor, is it time to to kind of look at my meds. And he said, well, let's look at your A1C. And he came back with a 5.8. And he said, you know what?
Right.
Yeah, let's drop. So I'm at half my dosage of metformin. And then we're going to keep on going. I used to be on four. I used to be on nine meds, two for cholesterol,
yeah,
three for
total, yeah,
for blood pressure, and four for and three for diabetes. And I'm actually down to just two for diabetes and two for blood pressure. So I'm off by five, and now he's doing half of it. So just wanted to let you know the program works. There are days where it's a little bit tricky, but I love it. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for sharing. I mean, from nine meds down to four, that's awesome. And keep moving forward, Bryson, because it's only going to keep getting better as you have momentum on your side now. So thanks for sharing. Great job. Keep moving forward, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Again, there are no other questions at this time. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad.
So, look, that was a great call from Bryson there, and the one before that, Barb and Sharon. We really appreciate you guys calling in and hearing that someone's been on the program a couple of years and talked about the lemon water, and Bryson just chimed in with going from nine meds down to four now. A1C is going really well. You know, this is what this is all about, and working with your doctor, like Bryson was talking about, and chipping away at this thing little by little, and that's the way to do it. You know, you can't go too fast. The body, it's a process as it continues to heal and function better. So I just wanted to say thanks for that and keep moving forward, guys. Great job.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, for any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. That's star zero on your telephone keypad. And there are no questions or comments at this time.
Just a reminder, don't forget to do your food logs every week, everyone. You know, it's going to help us help you. It's going to keep you dialed in and bring clarity to your day-to-day. Also, when it comes to the food logs, make sure you get the condiments and dressings on there. If you go somewhere to eat, and you put one of their dishes on there or something on there, we're not going to really know the breakdown. Or if you put the word crackers or you put the word sweet potato chips, I recommend that unless you're making them fresh and you want to put a little note there, that kind of thing, you got to. I recommend sending the ingredient label on something that might be questionable. We don't want you to continue to eat something that you might have that might have something on the avoid list, and it could be something that you're just missing. Something, any packaged food, you might be missing words like dextrose. You might be missing words like maltodextrose. You might not see the word sugar. Sometimes it's the first word in the ingredients on like something like a sausage. Something like the sausage, and people look right past it all the time. I'm sure you're not trying to do it, and you look at the word sausage like it's okay because it's approved, but you got to watch the product itself. There's so many companies out there. The word sugar could be a few lines down. You might be missing the words like cornstarch or something like that, corn syrup. Across the board like that. So please be careful with these kinds of things, because if you keep eating it or you do it multiple times a day or you do it, you know, multiple times a week, the numbers start adding up, remember, and you're going to be sending your body the wrong messages, and we don't want you to take backward steps. So, you know, that being said, we always welcome ingredient labels just so to make sure before you bring it home or anything questionable like that, because we want you to be dialed in and on track. And, of course, we want you to enjoy the food and all that stuff. And we just want you to stay away from that avoid list no matter what. You got to do that. Also, remember, you can shuffle the meal plans around. You can shuffle the dinners with breakfast and lunches with dinners. And when you see meal, snack, meal, snack, meal, snack, it laid out like that, remember, you want to eat every 2 to 3 hours. You don't want to go past 3 hours without eating. Up to 1 hour before bed, so you sustain through the night. Now, this kind of eating is going to keep your insulin levels, your body chemistry, and hormones stable throughout the day to keep you dialed in. This way you're not having these big gaps between meals with the big highs and lows like before. And you got to get this body functioning better. And, again, I can't stress enough, be patient with the process, and you'll build momentum, and it's not going to happen overnight. You didn't become diabetic overnight, and you're not going to fix it overnight, but you'll see. When those numbers start coming down and that thing drops below 100, that fasting sugar in the morning, contact your doctor and discuss recalibrating your diabetes meds. And anytime you talk about your medication or you're visiting with your doctor, it's always a great opportunity to go through the whole medication list. Everything's going to change. All the numbers are going to change. So if you can reduce something else, it could be blood pressure, cholesterol, thyroid, triglyceride med. It could be a gout medication across the board like that. It could be an acid reflux med, something you might not need it anymore. So discuss it, because all the meds have side effects. Anytime you can cross something off the list as your body continues to heal and function better, that's a positive, you know? So your body can start working better without one of the medications and start getting that dialed in. So I just wanted to go over that. I mean, I really can't say these kinds of things enough, because repetition is the mother of all skill, and I want to make sure, you know, I tell myself to keep repeating these kinds of things because it's worth doing. And I want you guys to stay on track, and, you know, these reminders are always important, okay? *0, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, for any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad. And there are no questions or comments at this time. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. There are no questions or comments at this time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, for any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. That's star zero. And there are no questions or comments at this time.
Hey, operator, we'll give it a few more minutes, and nobody asks any questions. We'll end the call. And again, star zero, if you have any questions, we'll give it a little bit more time. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, for any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. And there are no questions or comments at this time.
Okay, operator, I think we're going to end the call. Everyone, thanks so much for a great group call. And remember, we're coming back on the 4th. Have an awesome holiday. Please stay on track. And you start, you know, checking in again on the 4th. But as far as today, tomorrow, any questions, feel free to check in through the email. And we'll respond to you moving up towards Monday the 21st. Again, from the 21st to the 4th, we'll be shutting down for the holidays. And just another reminder, and let me see, that being said, operator, have a great holiday. Thanks so much for all that you do and handling all these group calls every week with us. And you're such a great
Thank you.
Job. Everybody, stay on track no matter what. You know, these are the tough times in the holidays, and if you can get through this, you can get through anything. And, you know, we're here for you 1,000%. Thanks, everyone, for the great questions, as usual. And we'll keep moving forward. And we'll see you shortly. And, again, we're here this weekend if you need anything, any questions or whatever. Have an awesome day, and we will talk to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.